This is your friend John Walden once more. Following the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, we're told when he was come down from the mountain, in chapter 8 and verse 1, great multitudes followed him. And then in chapters 8 and 9, he gives us a list of perhaps a dozen different healings, people who were brought to the Lord for leprosy, for palsy or paralysis, for delirium of fever, for demon influence, and so on. And these miracles performed by the Lord Jesus, grouped here, as the Spirit of God taught Matthew to do, give us much more than a historical record of what the Lord Jesus did. Now, I believe implicitly in the record of the Gospels. I believe the Lord Jesus actually and literally performed these miracles. I believe the reason for these miracles is given very plainly in 1 Corinthians 1. The Jews require a sign. The Old Testament scriptures taught the Jews that when their Messiah came, this is what he would do. And these were the credentials of the Lord Jesus. And rejecting the Messiah shows that they have either not examined the credentials or that they are willfully turning away from their Savior. The Lord Jesus, in healing these people, showed his miraculous power and proved himself to be the Son of God. But he did a great deal more. He gave us a wonderful picture of how the Lord deals with the problem of sin. Now, leprosy is uncleanness. We never read of a leper being healed in the New Testament. He was always cleansed. And leprosy is a very unclean disease, and sin is very unclean. Who can take away the uncleanness of sin? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Then the Lord Jesus healed people who were helplessly paralyzed. What does this teach us? Why, in Romans 5, he says, when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Sin produces helplessness. It isn't simply a man who is a slave to drink who is a slave. All of us are slaves to sin in one form or another until the Lord Jesus sets us free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. What about the delirium of fever, Peter's mother? My, how many people there are who are not in their right minds because sin has spoiled their viewpoint, their outlook. And demon influence. How many there are who are blinded by the God of this world? If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. The awful unrest of sin is pictured here in the tempest that arose. And the poor world, we're told, the wicked are like the troubled sea, which cannot rest. Our Lord Jesus called unto the people in chapter 11, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so he triumphed over death, over the despondency of these people, over blindness in chapter 9, and dumbness. There was a man who was unable to speak. And all of these things pictured for us sin and the way the Lord Jesus triumphed over it. Now, in the middle of all of these, Matthew, the writer of this gospel, is led by the Spirit of God to drop in here the story of his own conversion, as much as to say, above all the other miracles, this one certainly is a miracle. And it was. And the salvation of every soul is a miracle. And then he said, when this man ate with publicans and sinners and was criticized for it, the Lord Jesus said, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. And so the Lord Jesus came to be the great physician, and he alone can cure the sickness of sin. And he said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Are your sins forgiven? Then I hope you'll show your appreciation and live for him. Father, we pray that to save those who are not yet saved, help them to see that sin has spoiled their lives. Help us who have trusted Christ to appreciate our Savior and to live to please Him in every way. Take our thanks in His name. Amen.